This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Yankees win.
Yankees pitchers and catchers report to spring training in 17 days. The home of New York Yankees baseball is WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This winter, there are COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. If it's been at least 2 months since your primary series or original booster, schedule your updated COVID-19 booster dose at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Don't miss the Winning Wonderland event at Empire City Casino. Now through February 25th, up to 800 lucky winners can take home a share of $1.2 million in cash, free play, and two brand new Mercedes-Benz. Drawings will be held on Saturdays in January and February, including the grand prize drawings on January 28th and February 25th. You don't want to miss it. Empire City Casino. Game on.
Must be 18 years of age or older to play New York Lottery games. Please play responsibly.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Go hard, yeah, yeah. I'm going all in. Go hard, yeah, yeah. I'm going all in.
All right, 12:04, The Fan. It is the Tiki and Tierney Show. We're going all in. I'll tell you what, Giant fans, I know you don't feel this now, but I would like to thank the Eagles. I would like to thank the Eagles for restoring my faith in what sport's supposed to be. That's supposed to have some bad characters, some villainous characters, maybe a better way to frame it. Where are the rivalries? Where are those figures that we disdain? You know, they've gone away because everything, we're buddies. Oh, we've got the same agent. Oh, we're going on vacation together. Oh, here's my jersey. It drives you nuts. And really, I think it's driven a lot of people away from sport over the years. I do. You know, where's the Pedro Martinez who's going to just throw a fastball under your chin and glare at you? Where are some of these antagonists on the ice, like a Ty Domi or a Sean Avery, who are going to get under your skin and you just want to, you know, smash him over the head with a stick? Or Mark Gatsino with his crazy gyrations back in the day, forcing, players on other teams to throw punches. They were so mad. This is not a bad thing. And the Eagles are a reminder, this is what's fun about sports. When, yes, the best part is to sit down and to watch your team do well and be involved in the process of hoping that your team does well, the draft, the trades, the this, that, like, that's number one. But secondarily there is that venom that we are able to conjure up towards certain figures in sport and certain teams. And let's be honest. I mean, we could sit here all day and say, oh, Yankees, Red Sox. Yankees, Red Sox has no juice. It's juiceless. It's boring. It's benign. It means nothing to me. I mean, really, it means nothing to me right now. Like, my son's 8, he watches baseball every night. Red Sox, if Daddy didn't tell him about the rivalry, he would think that they're the Rays or the Twins. Mean nothing to him. So this is good. The fact that the Eagles are bringing us back and they're wearing the dark hat, good for them.
Well, the Eagles are unique in how they're doing this because there have been teams that you hated over the years. The New England Patriots, you hated, one, because they were always where they were, which was Super Bowls and winning a bunch of them. But you hated them because it felt like they were cheating to get it done. And whether they were or not, you know, just skirting the edges of the rules, it didn't matter. Like, you had a reason to hate them. The Kansas City Chiefs are another one. I mean, they've been the five straight. Let me correct. They have hosted five straight AFC championship games. And so you could sit there and say, I hate this team because they're so successful. But the Kansas City Chiefs are kind of likable, right? Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, a big walrus. They're good dudes. It's like they're hard workers. Other than Patrick Mahomes' brother, what's there to hate about the...
Where's he been? Thank God he went away.
They toned him down. Good. Other than the Kansas City Chiefs. The Eagles, whether they're successful or not, bring out a visceral reaction. And it's because the fans act like jerks. They throw eggs at the bus like they did to San Francisco. They're loud. The city is it gets cold at this time of year. It's just a place that you want to loathe. And they embrace it. Like, forget the fact that they're good. They embrace being a place you want to hate. And so Philly has a very unique opportunity to be the villain that most teams don't want to be anymore. The Eagles, they want to be the villain. And I think it serves this Super Bowl in particular pretty well.
All right. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Hey, listen, you deserve answers. We want answers. So Keith Powers is going to join us in about 12 minutes or so here on the Fan. And he is the rep for the Empire State Building and a big Giants fan.
Yeah, City Council.
Yep.
On Manhattan's Upper East Side.
Yep, the east side of Manhattan he reps. And he's going to join us. And he's not happy. And neither are we. But he will have some intel as to why the hell that happened yesterday and why it happened before that and how we could get it to never happen again. 877-337-6666. Okay, let's get to you guys. JC and Pearl River. What's going on, JC? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Not much. Just got to chime in real quick. Well, I want to talk about Kayvon Thibodeau, but this whole Empire State Building thing is just disgusting. I mean, if it really is about money, I'll get to it, but Tiki, I don't understand how nothing bothers you with this stuff. And I love you, and I want to say thank you also for breaking down these contracts and really giving us the detailed information,
because yeah,
a lot of people call up and they think they know everything and they don't know anything.
JC, mostly because I have learned not to get emotional about stuff. I try to find the other side of it and not get emotional about it. And I think it gets a good contrast to BT, who gets emotional about everything. Even if it has nothing the Eagles aren't his rival. You know what I mean? He should be happy, somewhat green. But that's the real reason.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. And you know what? I should take a page out of that book because I should get less emotional about everything. Because I get emotional about everything.
Oh, it's all good, dude. As long as you're not doing any harm, it's all good.
And BT, like, I know there's no such thing, but I agree with you 1,000,000% on all this stuff. Whether it be, you know, the Empire State Building and that we really need rivalries, and it's what makes sports the reason why, and with the bone that the pick of you, Tiki, is that you're a professional athlete, athlete, and there's a different mindset. And the reason why you were successful and all these guys are successful and never have the generational wealth and all this is because of us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so, there's no doubt about it.
And it's sort of like you sort of loosely relate to Empire State Building debacle with Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yes.
Because there's no finger on the pulse of the people that made you successful. So, you know, like when he had that issue with the Snow Angels and, you know, I don't know if he had tweeted after that. I was so against it. But even, you know, now with his comment that he made, and, you know, you were saying the tweet that he made.
About the 49ers. Recently. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How they were better than.
And I don't like the Giants, truth be told, but I can't stand what Quinn Williams did either. And I didn't even know that until Hoff had mentioned it to you guys. But it's disgusting. I mean, I'll just leave it at this. Like, would both of you guys, would either of you guys be comfortable if your son were either of them and they made those comments?
No, I mean, but I would have a conversation with my son about why he shouldn't. I don't know if anybody's having a conversation with Kayvon Thibodeau.
But my point is they should. I don't mean you sit him down, you treat him like a 9-year-old, but it's got to be communicated.
But who's having that conversation?
You tell me. You're the Giant.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the Giants organization.
Yeah, but you know him. I mean, how's the dynamic of power? You tell me. You're better equipped to answer that than me.
Who's having that conversation?
I would say the head coach then. To me, that's more of a head coach thing. And I'm not saying you call him up and berate him, but I think what you do is Dable reaches out, hey, young man, listen, I get it. Let's just let's not give other teams any reason to hate us or to play harder or whatever.
But it's ultimately, at the end of the day, it's harmless.
It depends how you view it. I mean, because I can't quantify inspiration. I can't quantify motivation. I can't. Neither can you.
Yeah.
We can surmise, like, so-and-so was... Otherwise, why have we wasted 50 years talking about locker room material if it doesn't mean anything? We have.
Yeah, but it's always been overblown in my estimation.
No, it's a subjective thing. I get that. Some people put a ton of stock in it.
It depends on who you are. If you need it to be motivated, then you'll be motivated. If not, you don't care, then other things are going to motivate you. Like being great. Like providing exactly what I'm expected to provide every Sunday that I go out and play. That was what motivated me. I wanted to be great. I wanted to sit on the podium after a game and say, you know what, I'm good, and I know it. I didn't need Brian Dawkins to tell me I sucked in order for me to get motivated enough to play against the Eagles. That makes no sense to me, but that's just me.
Yeah. No, I wish every athlete was internally
motivated. I don't need...
I was just going to say, I wish everybody was like that.
Yeah,
I don't need
the external.
No, just sometimes so you meet a Riley up on the radio.
I just ignore it.
Get mad at me.
I just ignore it.
Also, wasn't social media when you were
That's
playing.
That's a great point.
You know?
It was a 100 great point.
Gil is on the Lower East Side here in Manhattan. Gil, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Gil!
What's up, dude?
First of all, Tiki, I'm glad and I commend you for being the adult in the room. Now, help me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a retired guy. One of the things that I wanted to do was go to all the New York landmarks because I, like a New York City guy, have always taken it for granted all the great landmarks that are in New York City.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Gil, I was the same way. When I lived in the city, I was the same way. I didn't go visit these things, and I didn't start thinking about it until after I left.
And one thing, as crazy as it was, for the first time I visited the New World Trade Center. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I talked to my wife and my kids. Now that I'm retired, I'm going to walk the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm going to go to the Statue of Liberty.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, Tiki. Brandon, I am never, ever going to set foot in the Empire State Building ever again. This is the most ridiculous. If it's the culture thing where we're all trying to be all kumbaya,
yeah,
and I'm the most liberal, I'm liberal to center, so I get what our situation now is, and now we've got to tone things down, that's one thing. And I still don't believe in it. If it's a money grab, it's even worse.
I will
never set foot in Empire State Building as long as I live.
There you go. All right. I mean, listen, I am. Thanks for the call. I'm a little confused because you said that Tiki's the adult in the room, but then you agreed with my premise. I'm a little confused by that, but I got you. It's all good.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now you in Philly. Jeez. All right. 12:22 on The Fan. It's Tiki and Tierney. We need some answers, damn it. We need them. And I think we're going to get some right now. We're joined by Keith Powers, who is majority leader of the city council, and he reps Council District 4, and that includes the Empire State Building. He's also a huge Giants fan, pretty active on social media, and Mr. Powers is with us here on The Fan. Keith, it's Tiki and Tierney. Welcome to the show. How you doing today, sir? You okay?
I'm doing okay. Thank you guys for having me on. And obviously outraged like many New Yorkers today about the Empire State Building.
Oh, no doubt. I love that you jumped into it on social media. You stood up for us, even us non-Giant fans. It's an absolute joke. And all right, before we start maybe throwing around the motion, I need some answers. Can you confirm, I mean, it's strongly surmised, but can you confirm that this is paid for? I would think that it is, but did the NFL pay for this?
I've heard a lot of folks asking me that. I have not been able to confirm at this point whether it's a paid thing or not. It certainly seems like it, because otherwise, why would you put up the colors of other teams and do this weird tradition? But I have not yet confirmed that. But a lot of folks have asked, and I've been trying to find the answer to that.
Okay. Was there, whatever the agreement is or was, whether it's monetarily driven or it's not, and of course it is, but I guess we'll give that 1% sliver of possibility that it's not. Was there a loophole? Like, I said this to Tiki, Keith, and this one is mind-baffling to me. If the Giants would have somehow beat Philly last week, right? And let's just say Purdy doesn't get hurt, or if he does, whatever, and the Giants lose to the Niners yesterday, is that thing lit up in Niners colors after the Giants get dumped from their pursuit of a Super Bowl?
You know, that's the best question I've heard. It does seem like that. It seems like that this was an agreement to put the colors of either team that would have won. And I can't understand. I mean, not only is it offensive in the situation you place, which is we just lost the game and now they're putting up the other team's colors, but it's the Eagles. We lost to them last week. No other city in America would have had something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You could not see Philadelphia, Chicago, or any other city, Boston. Imagine them putting up this would be crazy.
I mean, it's the timing is horrible, Councilman Powers, but I think the challenge emotionally is why would this happen for a team that's not New York based at all? I know that New York and the Empire State Building, they celebrate world events and national events, like Martin Luther King Day was lit up a couple weeks ago, and like it's going
Chinese New Year,
like these things happen, but do we need to represent every city that does something amazing? And look, at they didn't win anything. It's just a championship game. It's not the Super Bowl. I can understand 2018 when the Eagles finally won a Super Bowl.
I can't. Not even that. No.
This makes no sense.
No.
Who do we go to for answers?
There are only two teams whose colors should be on the Empire State Building. And one of them is green and white, but not from Philadelphia. Another one is the New York Giants.
In the football world,
and
yes.
There is no reason we need to celebrate other teams. And it's not a rival, especially not a city nearby, especially not the Eagles. And I think whatever arrangement they have, and we're going to try to find out, they should stop it. Or have an exemption for the teams we play, or any of the above. But the situation you said about the 49ers potentially beating the Giants and then having their colors up there, that's offensive too. So I think this whole arrangement is ridiculous. And look, New York is not Philadelphia. We're a much better city, bigger city, more global city, and many other things. But still, sports is sports.
Yeah.
Rivalries are rivalries. And I cannot imagine any other city doing this, and it's just so ridiculous.
Well, Councilman, what makes it troubling is that I used to think that when the Empire State Building was lit, for whatever reason, it was kind of opportunistic. It was like, all right, look, the Giants just made it into the postseason, or the Giants, won the wild card game. Let's make it blue. Like it was spur of the moment type of thing. And now feels like it's arranged. And that's frustrating when it comes to impromptu events, right? The Giants win, let's make it blue.
Yes.
Right? It's
not organic is what you're saying.
Exactly. 100,
I agree with that.
It feels like it's contrived.
Because it is, because they're getting paid, allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you know that if the Giants in any of the years ahead win the NFC Championship and go to the head of the Super Bowl, you see those colors up there, it could have been somebody else's colors. It wasn't just about it being the Giants. Because I know I'd look up there and be happy and love to see that as a way to support the team. But now you realize it's potentially a paid agreement, and any team that wins gets that. It just doesn't feel like we need to do this. And I've heard from more people on this in the last 24 hours than you can even imagine. And more than any issue in the city right now, people, Jets fans and Giants fans united, saying, why is this happening in our city, and offended by it. And only, of course, a few Eagles fans who were happy and trying to rub it in.
Yeah,
and, not, and here's what bothers me equally. I think this is fair, too. And by the way, it's Councilman Keith Powers with us here on the show. He reps its Council District 4, and obviously the Empire State Building is under his jurisdiction. He's a big Giants fan. So, like, to me, it's one thing to put those dopey colors up there. It's quite another to then double down and have these aggressive troll tweets. Like, who the hell is controlling the Empire State Twitter account?
I mean, I saw them going after Barstool Sports for complaining about it.
I saw that too with
Portnoy. About Fly. I mean, that felt like excessively owning the decision. If it's a monetary agreement, it's a monetary agreement. If it's a diplomatic thing you're trying to do, which is silly, you know, fine.
Uh-huh.
But there's no need to go after people and attack them and almost own it like you're, it's like a Phillies, like an Eagles fan, rather, putting it up and really owning the decision. And then later on, I saw a tweet that said, like, something like, it just hurt us more than it hurt you or something like that.
Yes,
like
when they put the Chiefs colors up. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a straight, and by, they were so jovial, like they had the whole fly, Eagles fly. But then with the Chiefs, it was rather mundane, like, all right, I guess we got to do this as well.
Yeah, I know. It felt like it's a bizarre decision, a bizarre arrangement. And the scenarios you guys point out is the one that hurts the most, which is like, it could be all about the Giants. They could have lost the game. Now you're talking about the rival. So you have this scenario where it's just directly. I mean, I think obviously it was just the Chiefs and it was some other team. We would probably wouldn't even notice it. But in this case, it felt like they were really going out of their way. And New Yorkers responded very loudly, of course.
It's only because it's Philly.
But no, I got to respectfully disagree. And I'm going to sound over territorial, like, in, I get that, but it doesn't matter who it is. It could be the most obscure team in the world. It's not our team. That's the point.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Look, I
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Like I said, there's only two teams that should have their colors on there in for the NFL. And anything else is kind of, we've just entered a silly period of time where they're putting up anybody's color thing. But the Eagles was the one that I think really got everybody really.
Oh, there's no doubt.
That at least highlighted how silly this
how
whole
stupid it is.
Arrangement is. And you know what? Like, I'm a Giants season ticket holder. I sit in the freezing cold of these games.
Yeah.
We lose, you know, we have one of the best seasons we had in a long time. And then, you know, you end the season with the Eagles winning. It's already bad enough. And then you have the most symbolic building in New York City, rubbing it in on their social media. You know, it's kind of absurd.
Where does Tiki rank on your all-time Giants list, by the way, Councilman?
Tiki was the best, man. Honestly, one of the best all-time players we've ever had. And I know he's following along. I am, I think, a lot. Very excited about the prospects of this team.
Yeah, no doubt.
Here, but Tiki, you were one of the best we've had as a Giants fan. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do in the next couple of years as well.
As am I, and I appreciate that, Councilman Powers. How long have you been on the council?
This is my sixth year.
Sixth year.
So I've been representing Empire State Building, this whole area, east side of Manhattan and Midtown for
Got
6 years now.
Got it. So I missed you when I was an Upper East Side resident. I lived in the city my entire playing career, but moved out about a decade ago. So I missed you.
Yeah.
So
Tiki has my
always
house.
Welcome back. Always welcome back, my friend.
I have six kids, man. It's hard to live in the city with a lot of kids.
He does.
That's a different problem.
Two wives, though.
Yeah.
Did you go? Now, I know you left state for college. I think you went to Dayton. Are you a high school kid? Where'd you go to high school?
I did. I went to St. Francis Prep out in Queens.
You were a Terrier. I didn't know that. I went to Xavier.
Oh, okay. Right. I mean,
Chelsea.
I live in Sizentown. Everybody went to Xavier from here. I followed my dad's footsteps and went out to St. Francis Prep and then took the journey out to Dayton, Ohio. And
wow.
Dayton, Florida.
I'll tell you, Stuytown, not to get too off the beaten path, but, you know, I lost a couple of buddies in 9/11 who were from Stuytown.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Logano, who's a legend.
Yep.
You know Sean.
Yep.
Great family.
I know the Logano family, Sean is obviously deeply missed. And from so many of us here who know that family, obviously we're grieving on 9/11 alongside three other people. And I actually went down to the 9/11 museum last year, and his picture's up there. And, you know, you could see a lot about all the folks there. But, of course, know the Logano family and long time Steinhaus family.
No, they're royalty. Well, it seems like we have a lot in common with the old CHS, yeah, double right. A roots and all that stuff. And listen, appreciate you hopping on. Keith Powers, councilman, thank you for your time. And go and rectify this mess. This cannot happen again.
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
I'm
get some answers. Appreciate you, Councilman Powers.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go. Thanks. So, I believe that you rank very highly on his list.
No, I hope so.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, like but you know, at what point is there a little placation going on because he's talking to you?
And whatever.
Maybe he jacks you up two or three spots higher than he really believes that you are.
There was no list there. There was no list.
I like that
I'm trying
guy.
To think. There must not be any sport fan that runs the account or runs the Empire State. They can't be. They got to be completely agnostic.
No. I'm going to disagree again. I think that they're Eagle fans. I don't think they're
How
agnostic
is that
towards
possible?
Sports. I don't know. I have no other rational explanation. But we tried to get some answers. Councilman is on the pursuit of such. And good job, Hoff, getting him up on the show. Appreciate that, buddy. Let's get Brian and Wayne. He is on the Fan with TK and Tierney. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey.
We're good.
Listen, I thought yesterday's Chiefs-Bengals game was a classic. We all do. We all know it.
It was great.
And it was very well announced by Nance and Romo. My one objection or concern, I couldn't believe nobody else noticed it. At the end of the game, they're summing it up, you know, the joy of victory, the agony of defeat.
Yep.
And properly, the joy of victory of all Chiefs. But during 5 minutes of that, lauding the Chiefs, there was a poignant picture of Ossie sitting forlorn on the bench.
Yeah.
Holding his head, had his hands. His heart had just been torn out.
Yeah.
And unless they didn't see it, they didn't even make a comment on it. Maybe I'm putting too fine a point on it, but
I don't think you are. Hey, as a matter of fact,
Brian, you're talking about Joseph Asai, who is the linebacker who got the 15-yard penalty. He's only a second-year kid.
He's
from 22 Texas.
Year old, 23.
Young man. Yeah. He's really young.
Agony.
Felt so badly for the kid. And then, of course, lucky for him, he had a teammate who was dropping F-bombs on him in the left, which is so classless.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Brian, because I saw a tweet.
Appreciate you, Brian.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Andrew Marchand tweeted something similar, like, Tony, you have to react to that.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what Tony should have said. Hey, listen, I didn't commit a 15-yard penalty, but I know what it's like to have a football slip out of your hand going for an extra point and cause your team, and just show some empathy.
Yeah.
It was a little odd how they were flipping camera shots, moment and the sadness, but you got to try to marry the two, but Tony has to address it.
If you're going to do it, so if the director is going to give you those shots, right, and again, I'm being technical here because I do this for a living, I call games, and so I know what's going on here. If the director is going to give you that shot, you got to know, because you can't just leave the shot and not have commentary around it. Because it feels like it doesn't fit. But it's also a missed opportunity to really show the other side, as Brian was alluding to, the other side of the victory we talk about, but the agony, right? Especially when you feel like it is your fault. You feel like we lost this game because of me. Now that's clearly not the case, because it's a 60-minute game and so many things go on throughout the course of the game, whether it's a penalty or a fumble.
He doesn't do that, it's overtime.
Agreed. But to talk specifically about this kid, he's 22 years old, Joseph Asai, who in that moment is sitting there saying, "I just cost us a chance to go to the Super Bowl." It's a missed opportunity 100%. To really show the depth of the emotion that happens in a game. All right, we're talking about a game. We're not talking about life and death, but we're talking about a game. But the emotions are as real as any real life experience that anybody could ever imagine.
Yeah, well,
because you don't get those opportunities very often.
And the team's going to be different next year.
Right.
Bates is a free agent.
So
a lot of
right
guys
now,
might not be back.
So right now, and I remember this from losing the Super Bowl, the one thing I thought about after that game, I mean, the game was over, you know, right after halftime, but one thing I thought about was, man, it was a grind just to get to this point. How the heck are we getting back again? And Joseph Asai, if he's sitting in that moment, he's saying, we were a series away from getting to the Super Bowl, and it's my fault, and now we got to go through this thing all over again.
And that doesn't obscure the point, something you and I hit earlier, that you still have to throw the penalty flag there, but that's a totally different conversation.
No, For those people who are saying, yeah, you got to leave your penalty, you know, the flag in your pocket.
No way.
No chance.
No way.
No chance.
I felt so badly for that young man.
Yeah, I did too.
That's rough.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, TK and Tierney back on The Fan. You got to like the way the Mets are doing business here. Nobody's really watching. Oh, there's a $50 million extension for McNeil. You know, no nonsense, no leaks, no up. I don't know, what is he worth? Just, you see on social media, one of the great skilled hitters in the game getting a contract that he's certainly earned. So,
it's like a
good job.
It's like a media dump.
A little bit.
Like on the championship weekend. Oh, Jeff McNeil. He signed an extension for $50 million.
Yeah, I love McNeil.
Congratulations.
You know that. Well, the funny thing is, because this came up the other day, remember he had pictures of the Tom Seaver statue?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Queens.
Oh, yes,
and
that's right.
We said on the air, kind of joking, but not really. I'm like, he's probably there to work on his extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that was it. He's good. Hoff, do you like that? $50 million for Mr. McNeil? The surgeon?
Steel.
Yeah, it is. Surgeon.
Listen, that's the best hitting contact hitter in sports right now in baseball is Jeff McNeil. No doubt about it. And that is a rare feat in today's game. So,
yeah, I mean, he came up late, right?
Yeah, and which is why the extension
24-ish maybe, if I have that right.
Going to be 31 at the start of the season. And this is what, his sixth season, sixth season?
Yeah. I mean, so he came up late, which is why, you know, this is a deal that, as crazy as it sounds, is buying out arbitration.
Yeah, 2 years of it.
Yeah. So it's interesting because he's 31. You're like, oh, you're not free agent yet? It's what happens when you have, because he went to school, right? Went to Cal State?
Long Beach State.
Oh, Long Beach
State.
He was
there. He was there for 3 years, Long Beach State. Yep. And this is what's amazing about this. You do a little rabbit hole. Usually that's Tiki's department. But it's amazing to me how a guy like Jeff McNeil can hit lefties and righties and hit the outside pitch to left field and hit the pitch that's, you know, pretty much over the middle of the plate, take it up the middle. And then when he's got to, you know, drop the barrel, turn and bang one to right. He is really a dying breed. I mean, I'm not saying it's quite Gwynn or Wade Boggs, but he's a modern day kind of like that.
Yep.
Doesn't strike out much. He uses the entire field. But then you go back to his second year in college when he was 20 years old with a metal bat, and he hit 258. Like, that's a guy that I would have thought hit 490 in college.
Yeah, because of he's such a good contact hitter.
Oh, my God. Such a skill. Such a dying skill, too. What did he do with lower? How many was he? Let me see. Strikeouts in the minors. That couldn't have been too many, but let's see. And then that's funny. Then he got to the pros, and it was, you know, 329, 332, 312, 324, 327 in Binghamton. He earned it, man. He really had a pretty extraneous route to this contract.
And it,
good for him.
And it felt derailed after two seasons ago. It felt like it was off the rails a little bit.
This is only bad season.
Yeah.
And when you're not a power guy and you have a season that's down, and but you're not young, and you don't run.
Exactly. He's 29 years old.
Don't have a position necessarily.
Like, all right.
You know?
Thanks for the great career. You're going to make $7 million playing for a decade, but see you later.
Now go play golf because he's also a great golfer.
Yeah, of course.
I'm happy that he got that. He really earned every penny.
Yep,
good for
now
him.
He's got 50 guaranteed, which is awesome.
It's my favorite Met, by the way.
I mean,
he's the only Met that I like.
Turn into a Met fan over here?
He's Irish, and he's
turned into a Met fan over here?
You know I've always liked McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get Matt in Smithtown on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney Show. What's up, Matt?
What's happening, Matt?
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm actually driving past the Empire State Building right now, and I wanted to tell you guys, you're talking about the social media manager for the Twitter account.
Yes.
It's actually run by an ex-Barstool Sports employee.
Is it really?
I heard that. I didn't know if that was true. I've heard that.
So what should we take from that? Knowing that fact, what should we take?
If you dig into it, you'll see that him and Portnoy went at it a lot, you know, when he left Barstool. And, you know, I think that the posts probably are just a dig at New Yorkers because he just probably is upset with New York sports. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is he puts a lot of things on that social media account to rile people up. But it is run by a Barcelona employee.
So he's doing it to elicit a reaction. That's what you're saying. I mean,
either way, though, that's separate from the Empire State Building.
Matt, appreciate you.
Thanks, Matty. As an entity agreeing to be paid to do that.
But hold on.
Two separate things.
But let me ask you something.
Okay.
If this is not on social media, let's just assume this is not.
Uh-huh.
How many people see it?
Everybody that lives in Manhattan, first of all.
Really?
Yeah.
I lived in Manhattan for a decade. I can't tell you how many times I did not look at the Statue of Liberty to see what color it was.
I mean the Empire State Building
to see what color it was. And even if I had seen that it was a specific color, the context of it would not have registered at all. If I saw a yellow Empire State Building, I'm not thinking, oh man, that's for the Golden State War. I wouldn't think that. And so
it was amplified by social media.
So because it was put on social media specifically saying this is for Fly Eagles Fly, which is the really egregious part of it. Not just, hey, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. It's green.
That's the part. But both, but yes.
It's Fly Eagles Fly. Yeah. Here is to celebrate the Eagles.
Like they're reveling in it.
Yes.
Not just acknowledging, they're reveling
in it. So if that doesn't happen, if it's not on social media like that.
We're not talking about it today. I do admit
and
that.
It's not even,
but it is on social media.
And it's not even an issue. So my point, and this is Matt's point, I believe, is that they hired a former Barstool employee to run their social media account because they want interactions. How does that benefit them?
Is anybody going to reach into now I have to go and see the Empire State Building because they tweet?
Their tweet annoyed me, or I like
their tweet?
We're talking about the Empire State Building.
Yeah, but dude, if you live here, you're going to go.
If the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl, a lot of those Philadelphia Eagles fans are going to, when they visit New York, are going to the Empire State Building. I'm just telling you, you'll get a little
infusion of enemy money.
Why do we care about social media anyways? Why do we care how many followers we have?
Why do we care
how many likes that we have? Why do we care how many interactions and reaches and views that we have? This is what this guy, whoever Matt was alluding to, was hired to do. And it's working. Because on a Sunday in end of January, they have 50,000 likes on a post about the color of the top of the building. So I'm just telling you.
Well, I mean,
he's doing his job.
Your question, you say, why do we care about likes? The answer is because the ability to monetize it.
But is the Empire State Building monetizing it?
Well, based on your theory, they will if the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I don't think there's been a single monetization.
And
nobody's running unless they're going to dump eggs on it.
And if it was not on social media and controversial the way that it was controversial, we wouldn't even talk about the fact that the Empire State Building was green and then ultimately red last night for the Kansas City Chiefs. We wouldn't talk about it.
I got a question.
Yes.
Let's say, because this is tricky.
Tricky.
Oh, it's tricky. Tricky to rock around with Ronald Thomas. Tricky. I was asked this, and I think it's a fairly good question. I didn't respond, but I thought about it.
Okay.
So, Buffalo is in New York.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would we Jets play the Bills in a playoff game? And they shine the red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. Now, red, white, and blue will never bother us because it's red, white, and blue. But if it's red, white, and blue for Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
do I still have a fundamental problem with that? And for me, I've got to strip away my fandom.
Mm.
The Bills are
you can't
the only New York team.
You can't what? You can't have a problem with it.
I think that I want to manufacture one, but I think that you're right. I don't think that I can.
Yeah, yeah, you can't.
It's our state.
Well, we're in Jersey, so just saying.
Well, you know, I'm from New York. You know,
yes,
you know what I'm saying.
I know, but the Empire State, not the Empire City Building.
Yeah, that's true.
The Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I mean.
Although, if that ever happened and the Bills beat the Jets in a playoff game, I guarantee my tone will be very different on the air the next day. But now that I'm emotionally stable, that has not happened yet, I can give you the most honest answer. I really don't think I'd have a fundamental problem with that as much as I would think that I will.
It is a New York based organized club. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let us get, how about Peter in Connecticut? Peter's on the fan. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Good. I'm an immigrant from Croatia, and I came here in 2018, and my first visit to New York was Empire State Building. Oh. And I'm glad I did it when I did it, because I'm a huge Giants fan, so now I don't have to step in that building ever again.
Yeah, you got it out of the way. Check.
Yeah. So nice. That's a check for me. I can go visit other buildings. But the problem is, that building, to me, represented New York.
Yep.
Yeah. When you paint it in colors of a different city, it just doesn't make sense.
No, I'm totally with you.
But on the contrary, in the Super Bowl, I'm actually rooting for Philadelphia.
Really?
And the reason why is very selfish.
Go ahead.
I want Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson to retire. Your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go and go right into the sunset. Get away from my division so the Giants can actually have a chance.
Yeah.
In the years to come.
Yeah, but Peter, you got to think about this. By the time I hear you. That's good funny. Call, too. Thanks, buddy. By the time the Giants really spike their base of talent,
they'll be done. Yeah, when they're viable, they'll be done anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, Lane Johnson's getting to this.
I mean, he's just about shy. He's
Kelce was on the first one as well.
So remember, he had that great speech.
Right,
he was going out of his mind, right? He was like a wrestler.
Oh, he was awesome. So he's got to be 9 years in, 10 maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, it's gonna happen sooner rather than later for both those guys anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thought, though.
That's right.
Maybe they'll go out on top, win a Super Bowl, and retire. Lane Johnson's 32, and he's had a bunch of injuries over the last couple of years.
Not that old.
Kelce's 35. He is getting a little bit older.
Okay. Hoff, how you doing today, buddy?
Not happy that the Eagles. I'm not a big Eagle guy. I don't like the way they do things out there. I'm very disturbed.
Is that your least favorite team? I know you're a big hockey fan, so I'm sure there's a hockey team that you hate.
Just
a local one.
Well, Boston Bruins.
But I mean, which of the three of the locals? You mean
you can't stand
the Islanders, right?
Islanders and Devils.
Okay,
fine.
So it's Eagles and who else is on the list now?
The Bruins.
Teams you hate? Boston. Yep.
Yeah. Just Boston
and the Phillies, right?
Of course.
Braves.
Oh, my God, dude. Terrible.
Which hurts more, losing to the Phillies or the Braves?
Phillies because they suck.
Yeah, they won the World
Series. No, they didn't win the World Series.
They didn't.
A couple years ago, they did.
Back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Braves are good. The Phillies
are bad. When was the last time the Mets won a World Series?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
86.
I can't stand any of the Philly teams. And that's why I just don't understand. Like, anybody that sits there and says, oh, this is great for the game of football, it brings some sort of rivalry. F that. I hate the Phillies. The Philly fans. I hate Philadelphia. I don't need to see them win a Super Bowl. If they win,
but think about
the
old Howard Stern thing. You watch with even more fervor because you hope that they lose.
I don't want to watch them win, so I'm not going to watch them win.
So you're not
going to
watch the Super Bowl? Man. Wait, what? 877-337-6666. So, Aaron Rodgers, Jets, bank it. Mm. More from Schefter next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.